Lieutenant Stuart Street, ace Seattle crime fighter, was assigned to a rare Seattle kidnapping. Hollis Hapler, heir to the Hapler haberdashery fortune, had reported his wife's abduction.
Have there been any demands, Mr. Hapler?
Yes. I'm supposed to take a suitcase with $1 million in it to the front of the public safety building and wait for a signal.
You know, Mr. Hapler, you might pay the money and still never see your wife again.
I'm intent on paying the ransom demand, Lieutenant. Sweetface would like it that way.
Well, then you won't mind if we wire you for sound.
Hapler drove to the public safety building in the early morning. Once there, he found a package with his name on it. He opened the package and found a walkie-talkie. A voice immediately issued instructions.
Good morning, Mr. Hapler. Please proceed south to Dearborn. I'll be watching as you go.
Nearby in a police van, Street and Sergeant John Bragg listened via the wiretap that had been affixed to Hapler.
Gee, Street, I mean, should we follow Hapler?
That's exactly what we can't do, since the kidnapper is looking for just that. We'll have to sit tight and hope for some sort of break.
The voice instructed Hapler to drive east on Dearborn, then east across the Mercer Island floating bridge. But once on the other side of the bridge, the voice on the walkie-talkie instructed Hapler to
make a U-turn and drive back over the bridge.
Then Hapler was instructed to exit and drive north on Lakeside Avenue South. Back in the police van, Street listened attentively.
Well, gee, Street, this is getting to be a real marathon.
Bragg, you've done it again.
I have?
You have. I know where Hapler's destination is.
What? Has Street beat the kidnapper without leaving a seat? Or is Hollis Hapler helpless?
What is it that I did, Street?
Well, the kidnapper is making Hapler trace the steps of the Emerald City Marathon, which will end up right here at the Kingdome.
You know, Street, I'm getting pretty good at solving these mysteries, aren't I?
Oh, yes, Frank.